Hi, and welcome back to Catastrophic Comeback. I'd like to talk to you for a few minutes about my three takeaways from my conversation with Scott Rodriguez. If you'll remember, Scott is a former law enforcement officer and currently an investigator with Speaks Law Firm. He talked about his approach to investigating catastrophic accidents. He talked about his experience as a law enforcement officer and how that helps him. The first thing that I thought was really interesting about what he said was he talked about why coverage and investigating and finding coverage was so important. And the reason is because if a person has $50,000, if a driver has $50,000 in coverage and that driver causes $1 million in damage to somebody else, then all his insurance company or her insurance company ever has to pay is the $50,000 of insurance coverage that they purchased. So if that person goes out and buys an insurance policy for $50,000 and then causes $1 million in damage, there is that deficit, the difference between that 50 and the million, is just, there's no place to recover it. And so that's why finding this coverage becomes so important. Finding if the person, if there's a resident relative, finding if there's another policy, finding if there's an umbrella policy, finding if there's a work policy, or if there's some other basis for recovery beyond the obvious driver of the other vehicle, it becomes so very important. And he talked about that and how he might go about pursuing that. And that leads to the second thing I thought that was interesting is in his investigations, because traditionally we think of an investigator in this context. You know, we all think of an investigator on that might be going out and talking to witnesses and taking pictures and that sort of thing, and that's a big part of it. But he said a lot of his investigation was digital. It takes place on a computer, where he does computer research and he does an electronic investigation to go out and gather and preserve and document different parts of the case that are important, whether it's coverage or even fact evidence. So I thought that was interesting. The third thing that I thought was really interesting about what he said was how important it is after a catastrophic accident to get involved quickly and as soon after the accident as possible, because you may need to preserve that evidence before it's destroyed, preserve that evidence before it's eliminated or taped over. And he talked about the need, and what we do in those cases is send out a spoliation letter as quickly as we possibly can. And the spoliation letter is intended to put the other side on notice. Hey, do not, preserve this evidence. Go get these videotapes. Go preserve these photographic evidence so that we can access this later. Because and the reason that's important is because these videos get taped over. If there is any kind of video evidence from the site or from a neighboring site or from an individual who might have been nearby, then these things have a way of getting erased or deleted or taped over. And especially as the resolution improves, even though the storage capacity may improve as well, these items have a way of getting lost or destroyed, and we want to get out and preserve those because they can be the difference between winning and losing. So I thought that was really important. Those were really important things that Scott said. Hope that's helpful. Thank you for joining us.